thank you, Dave. And now I'd like to say to all Norwegian people, and you'll pardon me if I don't pronounce it properly, but good morgen, velkommen til Husmor Tima. I hope I said it right, did I? All right, now this morning we'd like to say first off to a lady by the name of Mrs. Halvorsen. Mrs. Halvorsen, she came down to the station the other day and was so good to tell me a few things about Norway. Mrs. Halvorsen, we'd like to have a nice warm welcome for you. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
My goodness, you did bring some girls down here in the native costumes.
Yes.
And they look very, very smart.
I'm glad to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Did you, for instance, the costume you have on, did you make that in this country or did you bring that from Norway?
No, I brought it from Norway.
And how long have you been in this country?
Nearly 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Halvorsen, what do you call the costume in Norway?
Bunad.
A bunad.
Yeah.
That means a dress, does it?
That means this costume.
That costume.
We call them a bunad. And It is different kind from different parts of Norway.
I see. I noticed that some of them have ones in red and various different colors.
Yes.
Does the color denote anything? For instance, yours, for instance, is the tartan. Is that the Scotch-Norwegian?
The real Norwegian. The Scotch took the tartan from us.
What did you say? You mean that's an original Norwegian tartan that you have
yes,
on?
Yes, that's right.
What clan? The Bjornsons?
That's Gudbrandsdalen. That's a certain place, a valley in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
This dress comes from.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. McHalvorsen. You used to be a nurse, I understand.
Yes, I did.
And you were a nurse in a hospital in Norway?
Yeah.
In what part of Norway?
In Oslo.
In Oslo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you practiced nursing since you came to Canada?
I just spent 1 week over a sick friend up at
Oyen
in Alberta.
Very good. And what do you like of Canada, Mrs. Halvorsen?
Oh, I like nearly everything.
That's good. How does our country compare with Norway?
Oh, it's lots of... In some things it is different.
You have mountains and we have mountains?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We have much bigger mountains.
You have much bigger mountains than us, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a much bigger country than yours.
Yes, sure have.
Mrs. Halvorsen, can I ask you about the Norwegian housewife in comparison to her sister here in Canada? Does the Norwegian housewife work harder than the Canadian?
Well, yeah, in many places. Mm-hmm. It is because of the war, you know. We don't have so many of these electric and things you have over here.
Is the electric washing machine, for instance...
They're starting to come out now. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very hard for a long time to get them.
What about refrigerators and things like that? Does the average housewife have one of those in Norway?
Not so many of them yet.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to send a McDonald's representative over there, shan't we?
Yes, that would be nice.
Well, I know we're going to have a wonderful time this morning. We're going to sing some Norwegian songs. And that good lady you were telling me about... going to sing My Norway.
Yes.
That's really wonderful. And so right now, though, we'd like to present you with a few souvenirs of this morning's broadcast in appreciation of your coming down here.
Ooh.
Here's Dave Hill to take over.
Hello, Mrs. Halvorsen. We'd like to accept this on behalf of McDonald's. Now, I'm not sure what it is. It's something you've probably always wanted. Bert or Ernie, what are these? Do you know?
Thank you very, very much, Bernie. That was very nice. I was just talking to a gentleman on the sidelines here while Bernie was playing the Jolly Brothers. And Norwegian people are noted for their modesty, and they're noted also for their kindness and happiness and wonderful outlook in life. And Mr. Halvorsen was telling me that this dear lady I was speaking to just a few moments ago spent 15 months in a concentration camp during the war. Well, Mrs. Halvorsen, possibly I'm embarrassing you by saying it, but I'd like to have a nice hand for you. Thank you. Go. All right, now, I'd like to... thanks again to Mrs. Halvorsen. She supplied me with the little stories of two famous Norwegian folk songs, and I know you girls are going to sing these folk songs for us this morning. Bernie Ryle is going to accompany us at the organ. And one of the folk songs the girls are going to sing is called Paul and the Chickens. It seems the story goes like this. Paul is letting his chickens out on the hillside... Soon he found out that something was wrong. The fox was out. with his tail so long, and that was the last, I guess, that Paul saw of his chickens. And he was afraid to go home and tell his mother, but then he thought that courage and a good tongue usually helps a lot. So Paul went home. So let's sing about Paul and his chickens. Very well. Into your songbook there and pick out the number, The Woman with the Cane. I'd like to tell a story of this, too. The Woman with the Cane is a wonderful Norwegian folk song. And the woman with the cane came limping down the valley, turned. She met Ole, who wanted to know if she would be his wife. Then he would be her man. If he would boil the coffee, he would fetch the water. Okay, The Woman with the Cane. Is that all? It's altogether too short.